This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He said, from the barakah of a woman, from the barakah of a wife, that the process of proposal is simple and her mahar is simple. Now go and ask this young lady nowadays, so what do you want for mahar? The most righteous one, what do they ask for? Hajj. And these women, they did their homework. Because nowadays, Hajj is $8,000. Hajj, I want Hajj. And you, mashallah, naive brother said, wallah, she wants Hajj. That's it. Hajj, just Hajj. She's so righteous, Sheikh Saeed. Get two witnesses. And the man doesn't know, 8,000 for her, and 8,000 for him because it's her mahram. How much is that? If a sister, she said, I want 5,000, astaghfirullah, dunya girl. You know. But she said, I want Hajj. And your heart was like, pff, I'll take you Hajj every year. And you have no clue what you're walking into. Subhanallah. When yumna al-mar'a, from the barakah of a wife, that her mahr, the process of, like, there's no difficulties. Go bring your family. I'll go talk. Let me talk to you. Let me do, you know, credit check. You know, let me see how many times. No, none of that. Simple. Alhamdulillah, ala barakah. So, the door was, he's thinking about the mahr. He's thinking about the food, and someone is on the door, outside of the door, at the door. قَالَ مَنْ He said, from the whom, from the him, from the concern. I didn't want to get up. I said, who? Because, what am I going to get money for to bring this young lady home? قَالَ سَعِيد فَوَقْعَ فِي قَلْبِ كُلَّ سَعِيد Every Sa'id passed through my mind except one Sa'id, Sa'id bin Musa. Because from the sunnah of this sheikh, from the behavior of this sheikh, that he would come home, masjid, home, for the past 40 years. 40. Now for him to expect Sa'id bin Usayb at the door, they said, biwarida. It's not logic. He said, I'm dragging my feet, and I open the door for Ida bi Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah. The man is right there. The man is right there. And he said, you got married to my daughter? I said, yes. But before that, I got shocked. I said, maybe he changed his mind now. Khalas, he realized two dirham is not really, it wasn't a good deal. So I said, ya Sayyidi, why don't you call me? I could have come to you. You should have sent someone. I could have come to you. He said, today, you have haq over me. Who's saying this? The father-in-law, the teacher, the sheikh. Now, nowadays, when a young man chooses a family, and he honors that family, and he respects them, and in spite of the number of sisters left and right, and he said, I want to marry from that family. Then the family, they think, mashallah, yamununa alaik, they think, mashallah, you know, you came to my daughter? Who are you? And then when you get married to that daughter, you should treat them like kings and queens. But Sa'id ibn Usayb said, no, you have haq over me tonight. You're a man who got married today, and you are alone. And I wanted to comfort you, therefore I brought your wife. I brought your wife. If a man takes his wife nowadays, and he takes her to her husband, what would the sister say? How dare your father? How cheap am I to you? He has to come. He has to come riding a white horse. He has to come and pick me up for my... Yeah, wallahi. And he said, فَإِذَا هِيَ بِخَلْفَ, she's standing behind him. And she entered, and he said, تَفَضِّلِ يَا بِنَتِي, my daughter, enter the house. عَلَى بِسْمِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى بَرَكَةِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ النَّبِيِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And then he said, out of haya, to a different narration, she fainted. She passed out. And out of shyness, she was never alone with a strange man. Another, he said, she almost tripped because out of haya over her jilbab. And Sa'id ibn Musayyib said, assalamu alaykum, goodbye. Ibn Abi Wada'a, he said, I got concerned. So I went to the roof and I said, everybody here should know Sa'id ibn Musayyib married me, his daughter. And an old lady said, are you out of your mind? Do you know what he's saying? Do you know what he's talking about? Sa'id ibn Musayyib refused. He refused. He would marry you. No. Qala wallah, you come. He said, I said to them, come and be with her. I have to go and call my mother. And the mother came, and she said, Wajhuka? He said, it's haram to see your face. If you don't let me take care of this young lady. I said to her, Anti wama turidin, do whatever you want to do. He said, Subhanallah, she kept my wife away until they called me. And when they called me, he said, I have never seen any woman that beautiful. I have never seen anyone who knows the science of Quran like that yet. I have never seen someone who knows the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that young lady. I have never heard a sister who knows the haqq of her husband like this one. Yani, this was total package, full package. Fully loaded sister, mashallah. Everything. When this is a righteous sister. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, kama fi sahih Muslim, ad-dunya mata'. This dunya is enjoyment. Am I right, ya ikhwa? Dunya mata' is enjoyment. Yani, we struggle and then we come to enjoyment. And then he said, wa khayru mata'i al-mar'atu saliha. And the best enjoyment of this dunya is a righteous wife. He said, we stay together for the longest. We said, we stay together for days. Nobody is going to visit us. Her father never came. None of my family came. And then for these days, she was my teacher teaching me the ilm of Ibn Musayyib. She was teaching me the ilm of Ibn Musayyib. Another narration, he said, early in the morning, you know, first, my wedding day, he said, I wanted to get up to show my father-in-law, I'm here first. I used to struggle with this. No, I'm here first. I want to, you know, leave a positive impression. Then she said, sit down. I'll teach you the ilm of Sa'id ibn Musayyib. He said, finally, I left the house and I went to the halaqah of my father-in-law. And I gave him a salam and he responded. And then he turned away from me because he didn't want to embarrass me in front of everyone. Now the relationship is completely different. Completely different. I am the husband of his daughter. لذلك Ali ibn Abi Talib, what did he say? كنت رجل المدّاء. He said, I was a man of a madi. And he said, I could not ask this question. I couldn't go to him and say, Ya Rasulullah, you know, I have a madi, a lot of madi. What do you think about, what is the hukum? While his daughter is with me. And al-madi is something that usually comes because of when you think of your wife. He said, I couldn't say to Rasulullah, haya and Arab haya. I said, Maqdad bin Aswad, you go ask. He said here, he knew that I married his daughter, so he didn't want to embarrass me. So he pretended that nothing happened. Normal salam, I sat down and I studied. And he said, after the halaqa was finished and everybody left, he said, Ya Aba Wada, Ibn Abi Wada, how is your wife? Is she a good wife? And I said, قلت هي على ما يحب الصديق ويكرهه العدو. She's what a good friend would love, an enemy would hate. يعني enemy would feel jealous of what I have, and good friend of mine would be happy for me. He said, الحمد لله. And he got up. I went home. And he sent, how much did he give the dowry for his daughter? 2 to 3 dirhams. And he sent 8,000 dirhams for his daughter and his son-in-law. Now that is good father-in-law. Wouldn't you agree with me, brother? It's good. It was difficult to have to find these guys nowadays. Very difficult. A beautiful daughter, alima, Quran and Sunnah. And not only that, you get 8,000 dirham. Now we talked about the second thing that a man should look for, or a sister should look for, is that the husband should be hafid li kitabillah, or at least portion of the Quran. Hafid, first category. If your husband, the sister, she's looking for to get married, and her husband, mashallah, he keep repeating قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ for every salah, it's like, Allahu Akbar. Brother, step back. I have inna atayna. I lead the salah. I heard enough of قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ وَقُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. The man has to be half, or at least should know a lot of Quran. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the people of Quran and he said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ Those who recite the book of Allah. How do you know this person is good? How do you know? Yani subhanAllah, sometimes new Muslims have better concept. They understand Islam better. Because I know a Muslim, a new Muslim. She asked this young man who was proposing to her, how much of Quran do you have? And it was, قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ. And she said, next. That's it. It's done. Next. If the brother doesn't have Juz Amma, what are you going to do with him? You don't even have Juz Amma. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And you're coming to propose to my daughter? Wow. That is ajeeb. I mean, I don't know, brothers. I'm not asking you, I'm not telling you what to do with your life. I would feel ashamed to go and propose to a sister. And sister said, how much Quran do you have, brother? And I was like, alhamdulillah. I'm working on the Fajr. And I think, mashallah, I'm a hafid. Yeah. No. So the brother should have at least the whole Quran, or the whole Quran, or most of the Quran. لِأَنَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي حَدِثِ عُثْمَان بِنْ عَفَّان. What did he say? Why would he ask for his Quran? Because the Nabi said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. خَيْرُكُمْ, the best of you are those who learned the Qur'an. Now, if I'm looking for the best and the well-being of my daughter, but I want him to be a half, or to have most of the Qur'an. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, كما في صحيح مسلم, يقول قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْقِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. إن الله يرفع بهذا الكلام أقواما ويضع به آخرين. Allah will raise nations through this speech, the Quran, and He disgraces others because of it. Only two individuals that we should feel jealous, envy for what they have, a hafiz and a man that Allah bless him with ilm. You don't care, you should not care what kind of vehicle this man drives. We should not even entertain his degrees. If the Quran is missing, if the basics are missing, then what would I have to worry about the leaves and the tree and the branch of the tree? It's useless.
النبي he say خيركم من تعلم القرآن. And this brother say, well, I have PhD, how to count donkeys. Who wants that? Who cares about your donkeys and your PhD if you don't have the basic Quran? No. The Quran. This is the only one you feel jealous of. It's a man who memorized the book of Allah and a man who have ilm. Not other than that. Hudhayfa. Abu Hudhayfa, I'm sorry. Abu Hudhayfa. When he wanted to marry his sister, to looking for someone for his sister. And he looked at the people of Medina, the Ansar, the Muhajirin. He looked for a person who had memorized the Quran. So at that time was Ubay ibn Ka'b, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Salim, Mawla Abu Hudhayfa, his servant, Mawla Abu Hudhayfa, Thabit in Zayd ibn Thabit. It's only five. La ilaha illallah. And then he married his daughter, his sister from Quraysh, Hind. She's from the Quraysh. Her father is Utbah. And her uncle is Shaybah. And her brother is Al-Walid bin Utbah. And these were the chiefs of the Quraysh. And he let her marry Salim, the servant, the man who used to be his slave, because of the Quran. Because of the Kitabillah. And he said, you marry my daughter, you marry my sister. The second qissa, the third story, I will conclude with this inshaAllah, is the story of a lady who came to the Messenger of Allah, and in the gathering of Sahaba, male and female, she stood up and she said, Ya Rasulullah, I gave myself to you. I give myself to you. Marry me. If you accept, you don't need wali, you don't need mahar, you don't need anything. You don't need witnesses. I give myself to you. And don't try this at home, ya ikhwa. This was only for the Messenger of Allah. Don't go to the team horses, sister. Why don't you give yourself to me? La. This was only for the Nabi. هذه من خصوصيات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. من خصوصيات النبي. If a sister says, I want to marry you, you still have to go to her wali and ask for his permission, whether he's a Christian or Muslim, whether he's Yahudi or Muslim. You still have to pay a mahar. You know, she has to ask for mahar. All this. Before the Messenger of Allah was different ruling. So the young lady, she says, Ya Rasulullah, marry me. And the Messenger of Allah, he looked up and down and he said, I have no need for women today. And now there's another brother, you know, one of those broke sahabi, radiallahu anhu, you know, has no money, so broke. There was no, and that's it. Yani, basically, and then he looked left and he said, Ya Rasulullah, if you don't, I want to marry her, she looks pretty good to me. If you don't want to marry, I'll marry her. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, what do you have for mahr? Qala, la ya Rasulullah, I have nothing. He said, go ithab ila ahlika fandur. Go to your family, go to your tribe, see if they can help you with anything. He came back, he said, ya Rasulullah, I could not find all of them on welfare. None of them have anything. You know, none of them. He said, subhanallah, none. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَّلَّمُ انظر وَلَوْ خَاتِمْ مِنْ حَدِيثٍ. Go look, anything, even a ring that is made out of metal, a ring, hadith. He looked, قَالَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَلَا خَاتِمْ مِنْ حَدِيثٍ, not even that. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَّلَّمُ. And then the Sahabi said, يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, like, I got it. يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, Izari. I have my izar. I can give her my izar as a dowry. He said, what she's going to do with your izar? If you give her your izar, you're going to be what? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Right? So if this is the case, what would izar do? So what would you do? He said, no. قال ما تصنع بإزارك إن لبسته لم يكن عليها منه شيء. And then he says صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا معك من القرآن؟ What do you have of the Quran? What do you have? No degrees. He didn't say how many. You know, are you a good warrior? Do you know how to wrestle? Nowadays, kids, do you know how to play ball? You know, none of that. He's like ما معك ماذا معك من القرآن؟ قال سورة كذا وكذا. I have this surah and this surah and this surah, and he listed the surah. قال تقرأهن عن ظهر قلبك. He said you memorize them, like you know, like one of the best, like oh I know سورة البقرة. Well, okay, ألف لام ميم, continue. Wait a second. And he brings the mushaf. So you don't have سورة البقرة? No. Then you don't have سورة البقرة. Here he said, you memorized it. Yes. You have them here. Yes. Okay. قال نعم قال اذهب فقد ملكتكها بما معك من القرآن. He said, go, I marry her to you for what you have from the Quran. So, deen, number one, Quran, number two. And then, inshallah, next week we will talk about that the man has to be from good bi'ah. Good environment. It's important. Because some of the guys, some of the brothers, they say, why? You know, this guy doesn't want me to marry his daughter. He's arrogant. So this is what we're addressing, inshallah, next week. Subhanak, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa salamu ala al-Masul. Man. Another, he said, she almost tripped because out of haya over her jilbab. And Sa'id ibn Musayyib said, assalamu alaykum. Goodbye. Ibn Abi Wada'a, he said, I got concerned. So I went to the roof and I said, everybody, you should know Sa'id ibn Musayyib married me, his daughter. And an old lady said, are you out of your mind? Do you know what you're saying? Do you know what you're talking about? Sa'id ibn Musayyib refused. He refused al-Walid. He would marry you. No. Qala wallah, you come. He said, I said to them, come and be with her. I have to go and call my mother. And the mother came. And she said, wajhuka? He said, it's haram to see your face if you don't let me take care of this young lady. I said to her, anti wama turidin. Do whatever you want to do. He said, subhanallah, she kept my wife away until they called me. And when they called me, he said, I have never seen any woman that beautiful. I have never seen anyone who knows the science of Quran like that yet. I have never seen someone who knows the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that young lady. I have never heard a sister who knows the haqq of her husband like this one. Yani, this was total package, full package. Fully loaded sister, mashallah. Everything. This is a righteous sister. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, kama fi sahih Muslim, ad-dunya mata'. This dunya is enjoyment. Am I right, ya ikhwa? Dunya mata' is enjoyment. Yani, we struggle and then we come to enjoyment. And then he said, wa khayru mata'i al-mar'atu salihah. And the best enjoyment of this dunya is a righteous wife. He said, we stay together for the longest. We said, we stay together for days. Nobody is going to visit us. Her father never came. None of my family came. And then for these days, she was my teacher teaching me the ilm of Ibn Musayyib. She was teaching me the ilm of Ibn Musayyib. Another narration, he said, early in the morning, you know, first, my wedding day, he said, I wanted to get up to show my father-in-law, I'm here first. I used to struggle with this. No, I'm here first. I want to, you know, leave a positive impression. Then she said, sit down. I'll teach you the ilm of Sa'id ibn Musayyib. He said, finally, I left the house and I went to the halaqah of my father-in-law. And I gave him a salam, and he responded. And then he turned away from me because he didn't want to embarrass me in front of everyone. Now the relationship is completely different. Completely different. I am the husband of his daughter. لذلك علي بن أبي طالب what did he say? كنت رجل المذاء. He said, I was a man of a madi. And he said, I could not ask this question. I couldn't go to him and say, oh, Ya Rasulullah, you know, I have a madi, a lot of madi. What do you think about, what is the hukum? While his daughter is with me. And al-madi is something that usually comes because of when you think of your wife. He said, I couldn't say to Rasulullah, Haya, an Arab Haya. I said, Maqdad bin Aswad, you go ask. He said here, he knew that I married his daughter, so he didn't want to embarrass me. So he pretended that nothing happened. Normal salam, I sat down and I studied. And he said, after the halaqah was finished and everybody left, he said, Ya Aba Wada, Ibn Abi Wada, how is your wife? Is she a good wife? And I said, قلت هي على ما يحب الصديق ويكرهه العدو. She's what a good friend would love, an enemy would hate. يعني enemy would feel jealous of what I have, and good friend of mine would be happy for me. He said, الحمد لله. And he got up. I went home. And he sent, how much did he give the dowry for his daughter? 2 to 3 dirhams. And he sent 8,000 dirhams for his daughter and his son-in-law. Now that is good father-in-law. Wouldn't you agree with me, brother? It's good. It was difficult to have to find these guys nowadays. Very difficult. A beautiful daughter, alima, Quran and Sunnah, and not only that, you get 8,000 dirham. Now we talked about the second thing that a man should look for, or a sister should look for, is that the husband should be hafid li kitabillah, or at least portion of the Quran. Hafid, first category. If your husband, the sister, she's looking for to get married, and her husband, mashallah, he keep repeating قُلَ عُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقَ قُلَ عُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ for every salah, it's like, Allahu Akbar. Brother, step back. I have inna atayna. I lead the salah. I heard enough of قُلَ عُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ قُلَ عُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقَ. The man has to be half, or at least should know a lot of Qur'an. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the people of Quran and he said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ Those who recite the book of Allah. How do you know this person is good? How do you know? Yani subhanAllah, sometimes new Muslims have better concept. They understand Islam better. Because I know a Muslim, a new Muslimah. She asked this young man who was proposing to her, how much of Quran do you have? And it was, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. And she said, next. That's it. It's done. Next. If the brother doesn't have Juz Amma, what are you going to do with him? You don't even have juz amma. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And you're coming to propose to my daughter? Wow. That is ajeeb. I mean, I don't know, brothers. I'm not asking you. I'm not telling you what to do with your life. I would feel ashamed to go and propose to a sister. And sister said, how much Quran do you have, brother? And I was like, alhamdulillah. I'm working on the Fajr. And I think, mashallah, I'm a hafid. Yeah. No. So the brother should have at least the whole Quran, Quran, or the whole Quran, or most of the Quran. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث عثمان بن عفان What did he say? What would he ask for his Quran? Because the Nabi said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ خَيْرُكُمْ. The best of you are those who learned the Quran. Now, if I'm looking for the best and the well-being of my daughter, but I want him to be a hafiz or to have most of the Quran. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, كما في صحيح مسلم يقول قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما إن الله يرفع بهذا الكلام بهذا الكلام أقواما ويضع به آخرين. Allah will raise nations through this speech, the Quran, and he disgraces others because of it. Only two individuals that we should feel jealous, envy for what they have, a hafiz and a man that Allah blessed him with ilm. You don't care, you should not care what kind of vehicle this man drives. We should not even entertain his degrees. If the Quran is missing, if the basics are missing, then what would I have to worry about the leaves and the tree and the branch of the tree? It's useless. The Nabi, he say, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. And this brother say, well, I have PhD, how to count donkeys. Who wants that? Who cares about your donkeys and your PhD if you don't have the basic Qur'an? No. The Qur'an. This is the only one you feel jealous of. It's a man who memorized the book of Allah and a man who have ilm. Not other than that. Abu Hudhayfa, when he wanted to marry his sister, to looking for someone for his sister, and he looked at the people of Medina, the Ansar, the Muhajirin, he looked for a person who had memorized the Quran. Half. So at that time was Ubay ibn Ka'b, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Salim, Mawla Abu Hudhayfa, his servant, Mawla Abu Hudhayfa, Thabit in Zayd ibn Thabit. It's only five. La ilaha illallah. And then he married his daughter, his sister from Quraysh, Hind. She's from the Quraysh. Her father is Utbah. And her uncle is Shaybah. And her brother is Al-Walid bin Utbah. And these were the chiefs of the Quraysh. And he let her marry Salim, the servant, the man who used to be his slave, because of the Quran. Because of the Kitabillah. And he said, you marry my daughter, you marry my sister. The second qissa, the third story, and we'll conclude with this inshaAllah, is the story of a lady who came to the Messenger of Allah, and in the gathering of Sahaba, male and female, she stood up and she said, Ya Rasulullah, I gave myself to you. I give myself to you. Marry me. If you accept, you don't need wali, you don't need mahar, you don't need anything, you don't need witnesses. I give myself to you. And don't try this at home, ya ikhwah. This was only for the Messenger of Allah. Don't go to the team horses, sister. Why don't you give yourself to me? La. This was only for the Nabi. هذه من خصوصيات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. من خصوصيات النبي. If a sister says, I want to marry you, you still have to go to her wali and ask for his permission, whether he's a Christian or Muslim, whether he's Yahudi or Muslim. You still have to pay a mahar. You know, she has to ask for a mahar. All this. Before the Messenger of Allah was different ruling. So the young lady, she says, Ya Rasulullah, marry me. And the Messenger of Allah, he looked up and down and he said, I have no need for women today. And now there's another brother, you know, one of those broke Sahabi radiallahu anhu, you know, has no money, so broke. There was no, and that's it. Yani, basically, and then he looked left and he said, Ya Rasulullah, if you don't, I want to marry her. She looks pretty good to me. If you don't want to marry, I'll marry her. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, what do you have, a mahr? Qala, la ya Rasulullah, I have nothing. He said, go اذهب الى اهلك فانظر. Go to your family, go to your tribe, see if they can help you with anything. He came back, he said, ya Rasulullah, I could not find all of them on welfare. None of them have anything. You know, none of them. He said, subhanallah, none. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَّلَّمُ انظر وَلَوْ خَاتِمْ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ. Go look, anything, for even a ring that is made out of metal. A ring, hadith. He looked, قَالَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَلَا خَاتِمْ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ. Not even that. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَّلَّمُ. And then the Sahabi said, يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, like, I got it. يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, Izari. I have my izar. I can give her my izar as a dowry. He said, what she's going to do with your izar? If you give her your izar, you're going to be what? Labayk Allahumma labayk. Right? So if this is the case, what would izar do? So what would you do? He said, no. قال ما تصنع بإزارك إن لبسته لم يكن عليها منه شيء. And then he says, صلى الله عليه وسلم, ماذا معك من القرآن? What do you have of the Quran? What do you have? No degrees. He didn't say how many, you know, are you a good warrior? Do you know how to wrestle? Nowadays, kids, do you know how to play ball? You know, none of that. He's like, ماذا معك من القرآن? قال سورة كذا وكذا. I have this surah and this surah and this surah, and he listed the surah. قال تقرأهن عن ظهر قلبك. He said, you memorize them, like, you know, like one of the boys, like, oh, I know سورة البقرة. Well, okay, ألف لام ميم, continue. Wait a second. And he brings the mushaf. So you don't have سورة البقرة? No. Then you don't have سورة البقرة. Here he said, you memorized it. Yes. You have them here. Yes. Okay. قال نعم قال اذهب فقد ملكتكها بما معك من القرآن. He said, go, I marry her to you for what you have from the Quran. So, deen, number one, Quran, number two. And then, inshallah, next week we will talk about that the man has to be from good bi'ah. Good environment. It's important. Because some of the guys, some of the brothers, they say, why? You know, this guy doesn't want me to marry his daughter. He's arrogant. So this is what we're addressing, inshallah, next week. Subhanak, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa salam, wa salam, wa salam, wa salam.